The power crisis in Texas, caused by freezing temperatures and consecutive winter storms, has cascaded into a water crisis as well. About 500,000 households in the state are without electricity. That's a big improvement compared to a couple of days ago. But millions of people have no water or very low water pressure in Fort Worth, Austin, Houston, San Antonio, and other parts of Texas. Residents who have water are being told to boil it before they use it. Joining us from Dallas is KERA reporter Brett Jaspers. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
We're seeing the trickle-down effect of this power crisis. Could you explain for us how having no electricity leads to people having no or little water?
Yes. So when the electricity went down, some water treatment plants and pumping plants had essential equipment freeze, and that meant that these water companies were spending down or had dropping levels in their tanks, their large reserve tanks, while they were trying to fix the equipment. And so as those tanks dropped, then the pressure gets really low. And also lots of people are using extra water because they're at home, or maybe they've had a pipe burst at their house, or maybe there was a water main break. So the system as a whole has this lower pressure. And once it drops below a certain level, the state requires water companies to issue these boil notices. So people are in large parts of the state are being asked to boil their water. So it all stems from this pressure, this water pressure problem in multiple different small water companies around the state.
So the question is, how long will it take to get the water systems back up and running, and then for water to be not only available but safe to drink again? You spoke with Denise Hickey, who's a public education manager at the North Texas Municipal Water District. Let's listen to what she had to say about the situation.
If we can put off washing your clothes or your dishwasher, your dishes and your dishwasher as long as possible. If you take your shower, be sure and shorten your shower. Turn the water off while you're soaping up. Things like that can help reduce the demand so that the cities will have the supply that they need for those vital uses.
And when do they actually expect the systems to get back up and running?
So Denise Hickey works for a wholesaler, and they provide water to a lot of smaller cities. Those particular cities aren't under this boil notice, but when the pressure is low, I should have said earlier that there's a potential for contaminants to get in, and that's why they're saying boil the water to people who are in these lower pressure places. But once the power comes back on and this equipment gets back to capacity and the pressure gets to the proper level, at that point they can test the water for safety, and that takes at least 24 hours. So we're at least a day away, probably a bit more.
What else are public officials there telling people about the water situation?
What they're saying to folks is conserve. Take a shorter shower if you can. Don't shower if you can, do that. Maybe don't flush your toilet if you can do that. They're also saying to people in some spots, maybe don't trickle your faucet and leave it running constantly. But that's kind of a difficult thing when people are really worried about their pipes freezing, right?
In the freezing temperatures. That's just what you're told to do, right? And how about grocery stores? Are people able to get any bottled water there?
Well, we are seeing reports of grocery stores being closed because they don't have water or electricity. The city of Fort Worth has a boil notice to people, and they just yesterday said that they had got some bottled water, limited amounts of bottled water for people. So we're seeing some bottled water out there, but probably nowhere near what people want.
Let's hear from somebody else you spoke with. This is Louis Pino. You talked to him yesterday. Let's listen.
I have water bottles. A 24-pack that I bought just in case. Thank God that I did, because that's what I'm going to use till we thaw and everything gets a little bit back to normal.
So Lewis, he's a customer of Fort Worth Water, but not in their service area where they have a boil notice, but he lives close by. And so he's a little unsure what to do because his water is just at a trickle when I talked to him yesterday. So he's kind of wondering, am I going to lose water? I have very low pressure. Some people in Fort Worth, which is a huge city in North Texas, were without water entirely. That system is coming back online as the power is returning. So, they're also, like I said, supplying some bottled water to folks.
Thank you for telling us what's happening on the ground there. KERA reporter Brett Jaspers in Dallas, Texas. Thanks a lot, Brett.
You're welcome.